Two radio hosts got our voices confused. Their listeners were amused.
My name is Claudia.
And I'm B.
Would you like to join us for tea?
Hello. Welcome to another episode of Tea with Claudia and B. That's B.
And that's Claudia.
And welcome to July. I almost forgot what month it was.
To our podcast in July.
Oh, in July. Yes.
It's That's okay. July. It doesn't feel like it should be July.
No. So. Feels like it should, you know, I don't even know what it feels like, but it shouldn't feel like
it. It feels like it should be perpetual vacation. I just need a break from life. Don't you? I know I do.
I know. I need a break from life, too.
And that's coming from a girl who literally just came back from the wilderness for the last 4 days. I need a break from life.
I know. Which is why you haven't seen us been posting, like, on our Instagram, like, hardly at all. We're so tired.
Sorry, guys. It's been a rough week.
We're very tired. So, anyway. So, B, what's been going on with you? Like, how are you? How was camping?
Oh, camping was so fun. Okay, so if anyone knows the area, I'm obviously in the Inland Northwest in Spokane, but I went on a camp out with some family and friends this last week. We went up to Priest Lake. There's Upper Priest Lake and Lower Priest Lake because it is a giant lake and it's gorgeous. So here's the thing. People that go to Priest Lake, it's kind of like a little bit of a cult. Like, people get so obsessed with Priest Lake and they're like, oh, there's no other place to vacation. And I've always been like, I mean, it's a lake. There's a million lakes in this area. But when you go there, you understand why everyone's so obsessed with it. It is really gorgeous. So really? It was just beautiful because we had that awful heat. It was like the water was warm. The nights were warm. It was actually perfect conditions to camp in. It was beautiful. So that was so fun. And I got home today and tomorrow I'm going to work and then I'm going directly to a friend's wedding and helping with that and doing that for the rest of the weekend. So life is good. So oh my many gosh. Blessings.
Is that the wedding that you were talking about with her hair? That was like,
yeah,
excited to do her hair because it has dreads mm-hmm. and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Aww. It'll be super fun. I'm very excited for them.
That will be so fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
Me too. Update me on your life, because it really has been forever. Like, we've had such a hard time staying in touch with each other the last 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh, I know. So it's been good. So you know how I was like saying that I was needing a break from like doing theater? Well, I still haven't really gotten that break.
I know, you've been busy still.
But I'm so grateful that Titanic Dinner Show has opened, but, like, we have had, like, more rehearsals and stuff, which is, you know, better than doing, like, a show where I don't get paid for rehearsals, so, like, that's a plus. But the show I am, so it's good, but it's still, I just still feel like I haven't gotten my, like, break. So, anyway, once those rehearsals are done, like, it's okay.
Then you'll have your real break. Aw, well, okay, so how long does that show go for?
So it's every weekend. They brought it back. Okay. So it used to be every weekend. So, every Friday and Saturday.
Until the end of time or until, like, a certain point?
Until the end of time, really, because, it's, like, kind of an attraction. Like, before COVID, that's what it would be. And then they're hoping to make it more, like, make it at a night and all of that. So it's,
like, a regular. That's really fun.
Yeah, and so it's really nice because it's, like, a really good acting gig. It's, like, consistent, you know? And so that's what I like about it is that it's consistent and all of that. So
that's awesome. I want to come see you in it.
Yeah, you would really like it. It's fun. It's very interactive.
Oh, I love to interact with people.
very interactive. So it'll be good. But yeah, it is good. I mean, I've already done it, the show, like, a few times, so it's good. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to complain because I'm so happy to have work, but it's like I'm really tired. So
yeah, I get you. Okay. I feel the same way. Grateful, but tired.
Yes. Grateful, but tired.
Modern World. Okay, Claudia, I want to hear about your story for this. What do you got for me? What's happened to you lately? Okay.
So I had a funny, I'm teaching a 2-week camp and I had a funny at a theater and, I had a funny incident with a student. It was so cute. So we were in a circle playing a game and like this particular game, it gets really easy for the kids to like get like, the circle like getting super small.
Mm-hmm.
So, we always have to be like, okay guys, like we gotta spread out, like freeze, spread out, you know, and then go back to playing the game. With the little kids, I always am like, okay, freeze like a popsicle. And, like, we put our hands up like this. And then we, like, scoot back.
Cute.
So the game was going on. And, like, there's this adorable little 6-year-old kid in the class. And he was like, you know, and they were playing it. And then he goes, Miss Claudia, we have got to popsicle and move 2 steps back.
We have got to popsicle.
And I just died laughing because I just thought he was just like, and he was like so adamant. He was like, his eyebrows were like, you know how little kids, they get so animated.
Yeah.
So cute.
That's adorable. Their eyes,
like, I know. He's like, we have got to popsicle and move to. I just love it.
And I like that expression. God, how can we start using that in everyday? We have got to popsicle. Maybe that's like chill out. You gotta chill out. You have got to popsicle right now.
We have got to popsicle.
Oh my gosh, I love that. What a cutie.
I love it. Because it was adorable because he kept on doing it. Like, I was like, what is he doing? Like, I was like, why is he? Because he kept on putting his hands all the way above his head. And then he was like, oh, Miss Claudia.
We have got to.
It was so cute.
That's really cute. I love it. What a cutie. Tell him I thought he was funny.
Your turn.
My turn. Okay, mine is with kids too. We're just on the same wavelength with that. But here's the thing. This camping trip that I'm probably going to talk a lot about on this episode, there were 15 kids camping with us. Like, you heard that right. There were several families. And so all together, there were 8 adults and 15 kids. Not enough adults, I've decided. So there's 2 like funny stories. There were like all these cute little kids that I just loved so much. One of them, a family there, I know their kids very well. And then another family that was there, I know half of their kids very well. And then the other half, because they're a blended family, I don't see those kids as much. So this camp out, I kind of got to know them really well. So the one family that I do know, they have this little girl that is just like, just loves the attention. She always wants my attention and I love it. But I was, you know, like, I don't like talking about poop, but when you're camping with a bunch of kids, you have to talk about going to the bathroom a lot because you always have to like check on them and be like, are you going, do you need to go? Let's go. You know, all this stuff. So one morning I'm like walking over to use the bathroom and there's a couple of the little girls waiting at the bathroom already. And they were like, oh, one person's in there already and she had to go number 2. So it's going to be a while. And I was like, oh, that's fine. That's good that you guys all came. And they're like, one of them was like, what's number 2? And I was like, poop. And they're like, what's number 1? And I was like, that's when you have to go pee. And they're like, what's number 3 then? And I was like, I think that's probably if you have diarrhea. Like, you just use this so you don't have to say poop every time, you know? I was explaining it to them.
Yeah.
Well, I was taking a long time because they were all waiting in line. And so I was like, I'm going to go to the other bathroom. You girls stay here. I'll see you later. And I start walking away. And there are like these 2 campsites that I'm walking through, people are standing there in their campsites, and one of the little girls yells at me and she goes, Auntie B, do you have to go number 2? And I was just like, and I started laughing, and the parents like started laughing, and I was like, that's personal, God. Honey, you don't get to know. So it was hilarious. I wasn't embarrassed at all. Normally I would be, but in that moment I was just like, that was funny. But this other little girl that I was with, I call her Lou, and she is the cutest little chick ever. Like, we just bonded and just wanted to be friends the whole camp out. But one day I was asking her all of these questions, like, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite animal? What's your favorite candy? You know, all that stuff. And then she was like, what's your favorite number? And I was like, no, that was like really important to her. And I was like, my favorite number is 4. And I didn't realize that she's 4 years old. Like, I knew that, but it didn't click. And so I said, my favorite number is 4. And she like gave me this little grin. And then she's like, how old are you? And I was like, I'm 32. And she goes, that's my favorite number. And I was like,
oh my God. That's so cute.
like sweetest. I know. I That's melted. Like a movie. She was the funnest. So we survived the wilderness. We survived all the bathroom trips, and all 15 kids came back safe. So this was a success.
Yay! Book movie review.
Yay!
Yeah! Woo woo! All right, you guys, we watched the 1971.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep, 71.
Version of Persuasion. And I kept on falling asleep. So I did not finish it. So I eventually will.
Yes, you will. That is your homework.
I tried so hard and I was so tired.
Yeah.
I kept on falling asleep. Yeah, it's hard.
You know, it's not the smoothest watch out of all the movies. I'll say that. It's not the easiest. But yeah. It was hella accurate to the book. Mm-hmm. Very good. They did such a good job that way.
I didn't think that Anne and Captain Wentworth were very... their characters were very book accurate. Like, Captain Wentworth seemed very, I don't know, almost, like, a little too bingly, and I wouldn't, like, usually he's, like, more Darcy, like, towards...
Well,
like,
towards more, like, Anne he is, for sure.
Well, yes, that's what I meant, yes. Uh-huh. But he just seemed very, like, I don't know.
He was a little more, rambunctious or like bubbly than they normally depict him.
Yeah.
But yeah. I can see why though, because he like instant, you know, he does charm a lot of people, but then there's like a lot of snobs in the book too that they're dealing with. So
yes,
they have exactly. That. Yes. I did like how they portrayed Anne because I felt that it kind of showed her as a more substantial character instead of like a long suffering genteel yes. lady. She kind of, it showed that she had a lot of standing with the people that in this story that had common sense and that were like well-bred. They saw her merit already, you know. I liked that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, I did.
If there's one word I could use to describe this series though for Persuasion, it would be hair. There's a lot of 70s hair. There's a lot of big hair in this. There's hair.
Yes.
For days. Mm-hmm. For days. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's impressive.
Yeah. That's another thing I noticed, too. A lot of hair. And I guess it's just because they weren't able to use, like, exciting, like, camera angles.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, like, you know what I mean? Like, there was a scene where she, like, Anna's, like, getting into a carriage. And they never, it's just one shot. Like, it's just a zoom out.
Oh, yeah. They don't, like, show his hand placement or, like, any closeness between the characters to build tension. It's just, here you go. Mm-hmm. In, out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and I think it's interesting because I watch period pieces that happened in the 70s, and it's as if they were not able to separate the current fashion with olden times, you know?
Yes. Oh, very, very much so. And it's crazy how, like, just in 20 years, how much better it got.
Our fashion or theirs?
No, sorry.
The vintage set? What are you talking about?
No, I know that was like not. I meant like the Jane Austen movies.
Oh,
because like
yeah,
the seven like just with on all the levels, like the camera, this, that. It's like pretty
yeah,
crazy.
Because the 70s were like a little rough, but we look at all of them in the 90s, and those are like some of the best, most iconic Jane Austen films.
I know.
Yeah. A lot yeah, happened
it's
in
weird.
That time frame.
Like the every, it's just so much like clear. It's like I don't know. It's like it's just so much better.
Yeah, like, the quality of the yeah. image and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I have really enjoyed watching the couple movies that we have so far, and I have been reading Persuasion, and I'm almost done with it. I haven't read Persuasion in forever, and mm-hmm. I've really loved it. So I'm enjoying the story a lot. This month.
Yeah, I really did. Like, I love, and I've been reading a little bit of it too, and I really do enjoy the story.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it is really good. And
I just,
my aunt is like, just like my mom.
It's really? Like crazy. Aww, that's sweet. That's a good archetype for your mother, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I said mother so weird. For your mother. Your mother.
Yeah.
So for this one, my opinion, it's not really important to watch it.
Yeah, it's not.
If you want to... You snoozer.
Yeah, I mean, it's on YouTube.
So. Yeah. If you want to just, like, deep dive into Persuasion, sure, why not? But it's not, you don't have to spend your time.
Yeah, I would give it a 2 out of 5 stars. You know.
Yeah. Didn't we, Claudia? Let's discuss.
Okay.
So normally this is when we would get out our handy dandy dating apps and look at a boy and explain who we're looking at to each other and then, you know, decide if we want to match with him or not. But this week we decided we're just going to talk about boys a little bit and see, you know, if we can share any advice, any sage boy advice.
Oh my gosh.
So I would just like to start off by saying... In 2 weeks, I am flying to Utah for a weekend to allegedly help my friend move, but really I'm just going to do it so I can go on a bunch of dates with guys.
Do you have any plans?
I do. I have like 5 guys that I'm going to try to meet up with.
Oh my
so
God.
I'll probably end up just meeting up with 2 of them because that's how it happens, you know?
Yeah. The odds in your favor and all that. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh my gosh. That is so cute. That'll be fun.
And I'm kind of excited. I'm trying to just like stay even about all of it, but there's one guy that I matched with on a dating app when I was in Utah the last time a couple weeks ago. And we've been talking like really consistently this whole time. And he's really fun to talk with. And I'm like really excited to meet him. I hope it's not weird in real life because sometimes like when you connect and you just talk, then you meet him in real life, it's different. But he kind of had this really cute line last week. He was asking me about like my dating experiences lately and stuff. And I was like, yeah, since COVID, it was really hard to get into dating when COVID happened, but it's been good and all this stuff. And I was like, so I've gone on a lot of first dates and just a handful of second dates. And he's like, oh, okay, not that many second dates. Well, can I take you on a first and a second date then? And I was like, oh, you already want the second date? And he's like, yeah. And I was
that's
like, okay.
That's so cute. Have you guys been so, like Marco Polo?
Isn't that? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
It's been fun. He didn't
really
want to get Marco Polo, but now he likes it. So.
Okay, good. Well, I was hoping that you guys would be like Marco Poloing because like, you know, it's better.
Oh, it helps so much.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, for sure. You get to, like, see their mannerisms. So, I don't know. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. He's kind of cute. We'll see.
So cute. I love that.
I know. How fun. Okay. What about you?
Okay. So, I'm kind of smitten with somebody.
Yes, you are.
I know. And it's scary and, like, exciting. And, like, exhilarating, but also, like, really scary. And so I'm doing my whole, like, 6-month test to, like, you know. Because I do that because...
Is that when you just kind of date him casually for the 6 months? Or
well,
I'm not sure I know what your 6 months test
is. Like, my 6 months test is, like, okay, like, I'm not going to, like... It's so that I don't get my heart broken. Like, I'm not going to put my, like, all everything, like... I'm not going to, say this without sounding unhealthy. I'm not going to, like...
You're not going to be exclusive?
I don't know how to say it, but, like, put my whole heart, like, on the line, basically. Like, just be like, okay, like, because I still need to, like, make sure, because I feel like 6 months is, like, a good amount of time to tell if, like, he's, like, really into you or if he's just, like, playing a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you really get to know, I think, a real person at 6 months. You've seen them under enough circumstances to see who they really are.
Exactly. So I'm kind of doing that. But it is, like, really exciting and fun. It's I haven't, like, felt this way about somebody in, I don't think, ever. So.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like, oh, okay. It's like all my dream boys, like, wrapped in one. And it's like.
Oh, well, no wonder you're smitten.
I know. I know.
Your face right now is cute. You're like, oh, mama.
I know. And he's, like, really smitten, too. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Mutual smittenness.
I know. Mutual smittenness. I know. It's just all, it's just, like, a lot. But it's, like, scary, exciting. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So, I know.
That is a lot. But that's a lot of cool. I'm excited for you.
I know. We'll see.
Yes. We'll keep you updated, you guys. If we come back next week and we're crying, you know why.
All right, y'all. This is our faith community time. So I found on the Bible app, I just really liked the verse for today, so I just thought I would read it.
Oh, good.
It says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation." Isaiah 12:2.
Oh, that's a good one.
I know. It's a good one. I like it.
That's a good verse for today.
The verse speaks for itself. I feel like I don't really need a comment. I'm like, I
like this one. Enough said. It's from the Bible, y'all. Read it.
I know. Drop the mic.
Well, then I'll share my quote. I struggle with consistent prayer. I don't know if you do or if other people out there, the listeners do, but oh my gosh, I love it when I have a good prayer routine and that like relationship, but oh my gosh, I just have the hardest time doing it. Like, I want to pray.
Yeah.
I just don't actually do it in the morning because I'm usually having to jump out of bed. And then at night I just get distracted. Okay. So it's a struggle. Satan always gets me there. But this quote was like just a nice answer to a prayer this week. So I'm going to read it. It says, "Though we are incomplete, God loves us completely. Though we are imperfect, he loves us perfectly. Though we may feel lost and without compass, God's love encompasses us completely." Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
So that's my quote to you all.
It's like it feels like a big blanket being wrapped around you.
Yeah, it does. I love that. Mm-hmm. So
it's super sweet.
So we hope that you guys had that blanket too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, guys. So follow us on all the things. Mm-hmm. Instagram when we post there soon.
We're coming back. Make an appearance.
We are. So, but we love you guys. We'd love to hear from you. Please let us know how you are.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Let us know what you want to have us focus on and read next, because Jane Austen is going to come to a close and we would love to give the people what they want. So
yes, give us what you want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Give us what you want, what you really, really want.
Yeah.
Bye guys. We'll listen to you next. Bye. You'll listen to us next week.
Yes. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.